All right, we are back. Welcome to 101.9 FM. My name is Jordan Van Music Gray, and as always, I'm sitting here with Mr. John Prentice. Chapa is just en route. He'll be here in just a couple minutes. Hey, John, are you all plugged in now? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's some... Good morning. Oh, hey, hold on. There we go. All right, let's do another test. How you doing, Johnny?
I'm great. It's a wonderful day today. The morning after show. Yeah. Another week of music to promote in Vancouver, including some music direct from Oswaldo. He sent us some music to play. What you're hearing right now is Los Furios.
Los Furios!
Yo!
Yeah, they have a big show coming up next month, early February, isn't that right?
Yeah, February 7th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are online at Ticketfly.
Oh, yeah.
www.ticketfly.com. Can't remember the full link, but just go to Facebook events listings and you can find out more information.
Yeah, and also you can check out all the record stores around Vancouver. You know, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records. They all have tickets on sale as well. Last I checked they all still have some. So that's really excellent. Anyways, we do have an interview from Oswaldo that will be coming up a little bit later in the hour. It's all the way from Slovenia with a very well-known cannabis activist. Down there. So we'd like to say hello to him right now. And everyone else that's definitely listening. Let's see, we always have Cheryl from the Haley Rose Foundation. Hello, Cheryl, how's it going today?
We also
have Mr. Rod Matheson, who's doing an awesome project on live music and making the production of a movie and a documentary and all that type of stuff. So definitely check out his 1,000 Days of Music online and everything. And there's well over 1,000 videos there of just a local live talent or talent that was in Vancouver that was playing. So yeah, there's a lot of great documented videos there.
Yeah, that's right. He's such a... when I was booking music a couple years ago, some of the events I went to, who was there? Rod was there.
Of course.
So he's really healed in the music scene in Vancouver and brought to light many artists.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, we'll actually be meeting up with him. It's funny, right now I have the pleasure of delivering Yellow Pages to businesses. And do you know what the number one comment is to me? Or it's not even really a comment, it's more of a statement that has an answer. Do you know what it is, John?
I don't have a clue.
It's, they still make Yellow Pages?
yeah.
And I'm just as shocked, but hey, you know what? If they're there and they're paying me to do it, I'll do it. So, let's get into the show a little bit. Last week, we had the interview of interviewing Buckman Co., which was really excellent. We got to listen to one of his new videos. That was done in Hawaii. So we would like to play a little bit more of his music going into the show today. So this is Buckman Co. called Honey Child.
Catch my train, I'll be gone many a day. I gotta remember your kiss, so I'll go insane. Going down to the end of the world, gonna make a fortune for my boy and girl. I might gamble maybe once or twice, so keep it tucked in, cause you were my wife. Let me know you're mine. Oh, back, take care of me. Oh, honey, let me climb your cherry tree. Treat me good, baby, treat me right. You know I'm gonna have what an appetite. Treat me right, you know I'm gonna have what an appetite. Love it just warm, love it once again. All I want is your lover and once as your friend. When I come back, that's where I'll stay. So I can kiss your girl and watch the children. Luda noć.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. That was sent to us by Oswaldo. He's all the way. Yeah, that song was from Croatia. So, yeah, it was really nice to hear. Chapa, you're here.
Yes, I made it.
Hello, good morning, Chapa.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Very good.
How's everyone?
I'm very good. Looks.
I'm feeling awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy to see you guys.
Right on. Yeah, we'll be back in just a little bit. We got some commercials to go through, and then we'll be back with a couple more songs and that interview from Slovenia with Bozadar. I hope I got that right. Anyways,
when
we'll
you
be back.
Join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Are You Aware Radio. Alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Parece haberte visto antes, desnuda entre las nubes, me parece haberte dicho antes. Que jamás moriría. El que siempre estaría cerca. Polvo de estrellas serán mis cenizas. Tu capa de planetas
polvo de estrella.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Like I said, we would be coming up with a great interview. You want to talk about that, Mr. Chapa?
So, yeah, we are our friend in
Slovenia.
Osvaldo went to Slovenia and get an interview with a cannabis activist, Bashidar Radicic. So, we're going to play some of that. Mm-hmm. Very soon?
Oh. Yeah, we're actually going to play it in a couple parts. We're going to play half of it now, and we'll play a little bit half of it a little bit later on in the next hour, going on to noon Vancouver time. But yeah, this is a really, really good interview, and I'm really excited that you all get to hear it. You know, it talks about some of the cannabis laws that are happening in Slovenia right now. It is a YouTube video, so you can watch it. And one of the things that Oswaldo will talk about is that they're both smoking their own joints there. And the reason for that is that you can go to jail for 10 years for sharing a joint.
Yeah,
you can smoke it, but you can't share it. So
against the law to share.
How
joint,
draconic
so.
Is that?
Yeah, it's you know, it's a. That's how it is over there. So yeah, we'll pay attention to this interview. There's a lot more stuff coming up in this interview. It's packed full of great knowledge. A lot of things that they're doing over there with cannabis and people growing it at home, just how they can process it properly and make sure that it's safe and everything. So yeah, may as well let's play that now. Oh, something's. Ooh, what was that? All right. Well, let's check
music.
It out.
It's music to my ears.
Hello, we're here with Bošo Radičić, a famous Slovenian activist, marijuana activist here in Ljubljana. You can see the back of Ljubljana. So we want to start asking you, how did you first got involved in marijuana activism? What made you start doing?
I'm a user since I was 13. And I never had the problems actually with the police, and everything started when my partner, my girlfriend, opened a grow shop in a small local town like Murska Sobota, you know. And then the police start to, you know, chasing us.
Harassing.
Yes, harassing and so on. And then we got in 1 year about 12 criminal charges. I'm convicted twice, but all other charges were dismissed because there were no evidence of anything. And always when I was convicted, it was just for a possession. But under the Slovenian law, the possession of cannabis is not a criminal offense. It's a minor offense, and you should pay just the fine or small fine, and that's it. But our justice system, you know, they have their own logic, and they actually prosecuted people in Slovenia now for 20 years for something that is even not criminal offense. So we started with this campaign.
And then you became involved in the marijuana medicine, medical marijuana?
Yes, you know how it is. You start learning, you start to help people. You help one, and next week there are hundreds, because the word spreads very, very quick. And you know, we also organized some seminaries. We are spreading the word throughout Slovenia, Balkan, and Europe, and we spread the knowledge. Actually,
you started. I don't know if you started, but there's an organization, ONE.
Yes.
What is it? What does it do?
I'm also the member of ONE. ONE is a society which is active on all social fields, actually. Human rights, drugs, social rights, and so on. And one of the biggest humiliation of the human rights in Slovenia is on the field of cannabis. So.
How long has this organization been going on?
Oh, since ONE was established back in 90s, middle of 90s, and we are active all the time. We also have a residential art center in at the Hungarian border, but also struggling with government all the time.
So it's more like a human rights organization?
Yes, more or less. ONE is a very special name. ONE in our local language, in our dialect, it can mean anything, you know. If you cannot remember a word for a thing, you just say, give me ONE. So it can be on many different fields.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't mean anything like the letters?
No.
Mean organization?
It's a, no, no, no. It's a word in our dialect.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. How are the, we talk a little bit about this, but how are the marijuana laws in Slovenia?
We have actually very good marijuana or drug laws in Slovenia, because marijuana is also in the first group, so she the one. Possession is in Slovenia minor offense for which you have to pay fine. But
how much is the fine?
Between 40 and 200 euro, it depends on the quantity. But because Slovenian justice system doesn't have a lot of work, usually the prosecutor, they prosecute the people even if it is not a criminal offense. So they some artificially, you know, raise their credo or their, you know. But we are now in fight with the general prosecutors, prosecutor on Slovenia, or negotiation, and now they give us, they give to the prosecutors all over the country some advices, you know. So from now on, the growing of tree plants is not a criminal offense anymore, and this up to 15 or 20 grams is also not criminal offense. So there are first steps.
Okay, but if you want to grow, you still, and if the police catch you, you still have to pay a fine?
Yes, but I think it will be just until this spring, because we are very active with government, with some ministers, especially Minister for Justice, because it's stupidity, you know. In Slovenia, the use of any drug is a human right. And how can I use my drug, whatever or whichever, if I cannot have it in possession? It's stupidity.
Okay. You know? Is there a marijuana, medical marijuana program in place in Slovenia?
No, not at all. Not at all. We are a very small country with two very big pharma companies. It's Lek is there, and Krka is another city, and they're just lobbying a lot. You know, there is no. We just have now dronabinol or marinol, which are either synthetic or purified THC, and that's it.
Okay. So you also done some clinical studies on patients, no? Marijuana.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that?
We have done two different studies. The first one was about the epileptic kids with so-called pharmacoresistant epilepsy. And it was observation study, so it was 10 kids, 50%, so five of them were without any seizures in maybe a week. The next four kids, they have reduced seizures for at least 50%, and just one kid didn't respond. Now we are preparing another study. This study was presented on IACM conference in Sestri Levante this September, and now we will do another study with 30 kids. You know, we are cooperating with Dr. Neubauer from pediatric clinic. And the second study was on cancer.
These kids are from Slovenia.
Yes, all kids are from Slovenia, and because the official physicians they may not prescribe THC, even not in the small amount for the kids. Just CBD, you know, but in Slovenia is up to 0.2% as a food supplement, and who, you know, parents can give food supplement to their kids? What the hell? You know, we just observe them.
Okay. Okay. And
And second study was about the cancer. We collect and analyzed about 150. Complete medical records, and in 2 years, out of 150 people who were on oil, 11 died. No? 11. And 17, we have medical records that they are completely cured, and from severe disease, you met the patient with lung cancer yesterday, with glioblastoma, a few. Very good results with glioblastoma, and actually any cancer. And what we noticed, more conventional therapies you have, sooner you go.
And so you.
All right. So, yeah, that's the first 9 minutes of that interview. It is actually a wonderful, wonderful interview. Those are some amazing results that they're having with children with epilepsy there. It just blows my mind. Congratulations to everyone that's working down there with those poor sick kids. Please keep coming in those wonderful results, because you know these children are just little angels. And if you've ever had the privilege of dealing with
someone, they don't even know better. So it's like they just even know if it's legal or not. They just need it. They feel better. So it's like
and it's not the THC. It's the CBDs that help for other ailments. So people right away they have a bad idea about it. Oh, you're giving your child pot. Well, no, they remove the THC and they give them the CBDs and other constituents of marijuana.
Well, there's a whole bunch of different cannabinoids.
We need to learn a lot more about the cannabis culture. It's like so many different things.
You know, there's CBD is really great for epilepsy. It's an anti-inflammatory and seizure thing as well. THC is really good when you're dealing with cancer. I know the Purple Kush strain is really, really good with breast cancer. You know, so there's a lot of information out there. There is a lot of tests that are being done all over the world. Israel is so far ahead of everyone. They're about 30 years ahead of us with just research and stuff like that. So, you know, as more comes out, especially in Canada and the U.S. and that type of stuff, we'll be able to look at these case studies, as well as case studies are starting up in Vancouver as well, and in Canada and the U.S. as well. So it's just...
so many symptoms like they need, people need, like... I don't know,
an alternative,
stress,
yeah.
Depression, appetite, and anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Like exactly, so you know. Down here in Vancouver, we have Dr. Paul Hornby, who does amazing work with CBDs and children with epilepsy, even with Haley Rose herself. I know Dr. Paul Hornby and our friend here, Bo Zitgar. They know each other. They've worked with each other. They do incredible work with each other as well. So, anyways, we'll get back to the rest of that interview. For the time being, let's play a little bit of Giraffe Aftermath.
All right, sounds great.
Miss your loving arms and your gentle sun. I gotta get away from all this glum. I gotta get away before I become. Ain't a way for a man to live with his head to the grindstone. Ain't a way for a man to live with his head to the grindstone. And who wants to work 12 hours a day to pay for his dessert? And who wants to work 12 hours a day to get what he deserves? California, here I come. I miss your loving arms and your gentle sun. I gotta get away from all this glum. I gotta get away before I become. Place for
dreams to be born when you're so worn out. Just a slave to the system. Yeah, tired of the status quo, tired of the same old slave to the system. Ain't no place for dreams to be born when you're so worn out. Just a slave to the system. Yeah, tired of the status quo.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
10,000 years are between us, or should I say 7 hours by bus?
All right, welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to the morning after show. Well, I just want to say hi quickly to Vasidar Rasimic and Simon, who is listening for Slovenia, Rachel and Osvaldo in Croatia. Happy birthday to Nathan Ned Kelly, and he's listening from New York, and Laura Brukroski is listening from Eastman. So, yeah. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Do you have so many events?
I have coming soon? Yeah, I have some events for later in the show.
Well, that's cool.
to close off the show with my entertainment file.
Yeah.
Right, because I kind of key up some songs too, so it's no use in promoting it.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't, let's talk about the toasters real quick. You have that down there. We'll play some toasters and then we'll come back after the toasters. And we'll get back to the rest of that interview. I know, you guys are all looking forward to hearing the rest of that. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of that. It's just an amazing, amazing things they're doing down there. So, yeah, John, let's talk about the toasters there.
So when they're toaster, playing with
they're playing at the Rickshaw Theater on Sunday, February the 7th,
mm-hmm.
With Los Frios.
Los Frios.
Los Frios. And another singer, Jesse Labroudres. I forget how to say his French name. But he's a pretty good singer. And yeah, it's it'll be a great show. It's the Rickshaw Theater.
Una vez más, they're going to be playing together, right? They've been in tour last year.
Yeah.
Toaster and the Furious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So check them out. Take a listen to their music. And if you like it, well, go buy a ticket at all the local record stores in Vancouver. Neptune, Zulu. Black Swan.
Zulu Records.
Zulu. What are some other ones? And then also on www.ticketfly.com.
Yeah, and Band in Town, too. And so you can get in that app.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just shut up and get in the door.
Yeah.
If there's tickets left. If there's tickets left. Every time we've done the toaster show, it's been absolutely amazing. It's been a full house. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Hey, I'll tell you what. I just kind of pulled this up on YouTube right now. Speaking about Uno Mas and Los Furios.
Oh, I love that video.
Yeah.
We're on the stage with
That's
them.
Right. Yeah. And this show, actually, this song, Oswaldo Perez and Kyle Fury, the lead singer of Los Furios, actually wrote this song together.
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah. And so we've done lots of things. What was it? When Jarabe de Palo was down.
Yeah, Jarabe de Palo came last year.
Yep.
And the Furios opening the band from this Latin award. Very. This band that was like totally sold out. Everybody was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great show. The Furios opening and Caracas, the band, too.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to just. Whoa. Oh, wow.
Wow, my ears.
I'm actually going to play this song from that show, from the Jarabe de Palo show. And it was really good because all of the crew from Yuka Stereo got up on stage with their luchador masks, and they all danced and sang the song together. So
It was such an awesome event.
And both Oswaldo and Rachel, who are in Slovenia right now with all of their new friends down there, they were up on stage as well. But the only person you can really tell is Oswaldo because, well, besides the dreads, he didn't have a luchador mask.
You were there too.
Yeah,
I was there.
Put
it was
one on.
One.
So it has too much hair.
Yeah. So without further ado, let's just play the next song, Uno Mas, by Los Furios.
See you. Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
You've come out to CITR Shindig each week to hear the bands duke it out to be the winner of their night. Now, come out to hear the winners compete to make it to the finals. Each semi will feature three of your past winners, with the winners of the semifinals guaranteed a place and a prize in the finals on February 5th. The second semi is happening on Tuesday, January 19th, featuring the winners from nights 4, 5, and 6, Winona Forever, Pale Red, and Walgreen. So come out to Pat's Pub and Brew House at 403 East Hastings at 8, for locally made beer, pool, music, and an epic night.
Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
All right. I felt bad that we couldn't say the poor guy's name wrong. It's a horrible way to promote a show. His name is Jesse Labardes Band. He will be at the Toaster Show. It's February 7th at 8 p.m. It's a Super Chidero Productions, Yuka Stereo, Los Furios are proud to host our old friends, the Toasters, again when they return in February of 2016.
Jesse Labardes.
New York City ska legends perform hits from many different albums guaranteed to tear up the dance floor. With local ska kings Los Furious and the amazing Jesse Labardes Band. As openers, this is going to be an awesome night of music. It's a long weekend, so come out to Sunday and you'll still have the next day off. Tickets available at liquor stores and online now. And the link is ticketfly.com/event/102-1917. That's /102-1917. So let's check out a little bit of
Ferris 07.
There it is. It's like a ring. Make it into a ringtone, right? We can say
one, two. Don't forget, because it's gonna be an amazing show. So.
It is. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. Sure. You're gonna be there.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Bring your dancing shoes, because you're gonna need it for
the
sure.
The Toasters are gonna be there. It's gonna be awesome. So yeah, here's Jesse.
Carry me home. can do this alone. Fail to try and stand, and you look me in the eyes. I swear I'll do my best to never let you go. I keep you inside.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, like Jesse said, that was a brand new song that was filmed on October 2nd of 2015 at the Night Owl in Calgary, Alberta. So, yeah, that was filmed by Dave Leslie. So, yeah, that was awesome. It was kind of funny. We, as that song was playing, we're all listening to the music, jamming out a bit, and we're sitting there taking selfies for us because you can always check out what we're doing in the
selfies
booth.
Selfies for the show, man.
That's right, yeah. So check out what we're doing on facebook.com/themorningaftershow. Is it the morning after show or just morning after show?
The morning after show.
It is the morning
there's
after show.
There's actually two.
The morning after Chapa show.
Yeah, there's two. There's two sites. There's two Facebook pages, so check both of them out.
Yeah. So we'll. Yeah. So, but like I was saying, so we're sitting there taking selfies for our Facebook page, and right next to us, to our left, is we have a couple of ladies in there. They're pre-recording a show for another time. And I look over, and they're doing selfies at the same time. So everyone that was in the booth right now, we're all taking selfies. So, you know, we're having lots of fun down here at CITR.
It's the thing to do, yeah.
Bring your camera anytime you come to CITR.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. So, yeah, kind of getting back to our schedule a little bit is, yeah, we wanted to return with the interview from Slovenia with Bozidigar Radikaski. Thank you. I apologize, sir. I do not mean to show any disrespect with your name. But yeah, I absolutely do love it. So this is the last half of the interview. And yeah, just pay attention because they start talking about what it's like to have cannabis, you know, in the downtown areas of Slovenia, opposed to the rural areas, where you can go to prison for 1 year for 1 gram of
cannabis. Also, they are talking about you can grow your pot in your backyard, so they are trying to fight the
pharmaceutics
and all that. So how is this affecting all the industry? So
yeah, exactly.
Very interesting.
We should all be saving our gardens, but yeah, you know, you can grow a few plants over there, if I recall. And yeah, like I was saying earlier, is that they're putting places around Slovenia right now where you can bring your cannabis and tell them what you want to be done with it, whether you want it in suppositories, whether you want it into an RSO oil, you know, whether you'd like it just in a decarbolated canna caps, however you'd like it, they can do it for you. It's the cheapest and safest way to do it as well. When you do that, they do a full spectrum of tests on all of your cannabis. So you know what your THCs, your CBDs, your CBAs, all those fun things. So yeah, let's listen to the rest of that interview. There are some bells going off in the background in a little bit. I'm going to ask Oswaldo what those bells are, because they're on top of a castle right now. Let me just see. Yeah, and they're on top of Lubabjana. I can't say these words. I'm sorry. But they're on top of a castle, and you get to hear a bunch of bells. And it's really, really nice. I would just like to know exactly what that bell was, whether it's like a noon bell.
Yeah, and we want to say hi to the Cañamo magazine. It's also is listening to this magazine from Barcelona. It's part of interview. It's from them.
Yep.
And the rest for the morning after the show and you guys.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so let's check them out.
And so you administer, like, oils for concentration?
We administer mostly oil extract, but in different forms. It can be in form of suppository, it can be in form of patches, it can be in form, I don't know, pure blossom to inhale as for lung cancer. So very different applications.
What's the THC content on those medicine?
We usually use very high, very pure indicas, and the test is between 90% and 94% THC.
Okay.
Yes.
So it works also as anesthetic, no? Like to ease the pain.
Yes, of course, of course. We have very good results with neurological patients. Alzheimer, MS, Parkinson's, I don't know, PSP, and all those, you know, very good results.
Okay. You notice that we're not sharing the joint. That's because that's illegal here in Slovenia, not to share a joint.
Yes. Yes, it's illegal in Slovenia. If I give you my joint, I can get up to 10 years prison.
Prison. That's crazy.
It's stupidity, actually.
So, and actually, you were in jail for a couple of months, mm-hmm. no? There was mm-hmm. a campaign mm-hmm. That was organized to get you out of jail.
And yes.
You want to talk a little bit about what happened?
It was World Hemp Congress in a nearby town. And my guest was also Rick Simpson, you know, him.
Okay,
he's Rick Canadian.
And
2 days after he left, I always have my plants in my garden, since I remember. And police came, I had back then 5 plants, and they put me in jail, investigation prison actually, for 3 months. I started with hunger strike on first day. It was 82 days hunger strike. It was very interesting time. I lost about 28 kilo. I was 50 kilo. But since then the things are moving, you know, it was in all newspapers, all over, and the people, they start to think, it is really worth all this shit uh-huh. for a plant, actually.
So it was actually, it worked well that you were in jail, it was good publicity, I guess.
It was not well for me, because, you know, it was a really hard time.
But for the movement.
But now it's funny when I look back, you uh-huh. know. And it was, yeah, everything is good for something.
Okay.
Everything.
And when they set you free, what did they say?
I don't know. They hold me for 3 months in jail and they give me parole. So you can go home. So it was a really struggle with that stupid judge. That is actually my family judge, you know. And he's fucking all the time. But now I put some criminal charges on him and I think he will be the first judge who will go to jail because of the bad decision. You know, he really gave me sentence not under the law, but he's a crazy guy. He thinks he can do anything because he's a judge, but not with me.
Yeah, and you still have your plants, no problem. You still have your plants at home?
Yeah, of course.
Marijuana plants?
Of course. I have for my own purposes. Always. And I will always have. Because, you know, it's a plant. Who can forbid the plant? It's God-given plant.
Are more people cultivating now their own plants for their personal use?
Yes. Especially, I encourage patients because still the extract is quite expensive. Slovenia, you know, and when I talk to people, I encourage them to grow for themselves, because in this case the medicine is for free. And what is very important, also growing is a part of therapeutic process. You take care for your own plants, for your own medicine, and this is very important, especially for very sick people.
You have how many patients and how many people do you see regarding medical cannabis?
I don't know, let's say 5,000 a year. A lot, because, you know, we had about 5 seminaries about with very known experts about cannabis here in Ljubljana, in Zagreb and everywhere. And I have lectures about the cannabis, about how to cure yourself throughout the Slovenia, at least 2 months. You know, therefore police don't like me too much. Because I speak openly how to grow, how to make your own medicine.
But if you're a tourist and you're like walking around the city with a joint and police catch you, what can they do to you?
Usually they do nothing. You know, just the police who is woke up on the left foot maybe can give you a fine. But usually in Ljubljana as a capital, that is no no problem.
It's tolerant.
Yeah, quite tolerant. But in the rural areas, you can get a year in a prison for a grant. It's very different. And this is actually our struggle, because we are one country and we want to have the same conditions in Ljubljana or in wherever, you know?
Yeah. Now let's talk a little bit about the future. What would you like to see with the laws in your country?
Yes.
What would you like to see?
I just have to... My nose is...
No elevator
there. Listen, I'm not activist to legalize pharma shit. I'm activist. I never want to be an activist, actually. They forced me to be activist, you know. This is a stupid system. I'm an activist for the people, because I really am convinced that everybody should grow his own weed. Because, you know, the ban of the weed is just the first step to ban of all food, actually. Like it's happening in New Zealand, or, you know, in New Zealand, if you give your own potato or tomato to neighbor, you can go to jail. And this is very dangerous, what is going on now in this crazy world. So everybody should grow for themselves, but I don't like that people will make extracts at home. It's too dangerous. You know, it's volatile, it's poisonous. So we want to establish local labs throughout the country where you can bring your stuff and the lab will do your medicine.
Okay.
Any medicine. You want suppositories, we do it for you. And you just pay as a service. And that's the easiest and the cheapest way for people to get their medicine.
Okay. And what's the future for you? What are your future plans? Any
I don't know.
Conferences? Books,
yes, of course, of course. We are organizing our conference in spring in Slovenia. We are establishing institute, which will cooperate with institute in Prague. We are organizing some seminaries for Slovenian doctors together with Slovenian Medical Chamber. So we cooperate with all people who can help us on this way to, you know, to our goal.
Normalization of pot.
Exactly. You
know? Okay.
If this is possible in this crazy world.
Well, thank you very much for the interview. I don't know if you want to add something for the people that are watching or will be reading later.
I don't know if there is anything to add. The ban of cannabis is the biggest stupidity ever. You know? That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, that was an amazing interview.
Amazing.
I guess there's a few things that I should clear up, which you probably already heard, is putting in the labs all over Slovenia. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those days.
Slovenia.
Thank you.
Slovenia.
So that's something that they are working on right now. The bells, those were the bells from the church. They apparently go off every hour there. That was quite the charade of bells. Ooh. So, but you know, whenever you're doing a live interview on location, you're always going to have, outside noise and stuff like that. So, but hey, the bells were really nice. I don't get to hear it.
It sounds like he's in Europe. Yeah.
Speaking of the devil, I want to say hi to Lana Shatova, who is listening to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Lana, is her name?
Hello.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Toasters is playing the Ferries the Seven.
Yep.
With the Furious.
You bet. And, we should probably do a couple more commercials. And then, we'll be back with you guys in just a little bit. We got a couple more songs and some announcements. With some shows that as well, our Prentice here, Mr. John Prentice, would like to share with all of us. So we'll be back in just a few.
Well-known pimp, narcotics king, big-time racketeer, back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7-9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
I had one more commercial set up. I don't know where it went. It went into my history or something, and I couldn't get it out.
Oh, no.
What's going on? Yeah. I'm so confused. All right. Well, we may as well play some more music. This is another song from Oswaldo. Chapper, you want to give a shot at how to pronounce that?
Of course. We want to be listening No Escape. This is from Dubioska Klotevich.
Yeah. All right, we are back, everyone. I just wanted to talk a little bit about that interview a little bit more. Also, I did bring up Dr. Paul Hornby, who I said was down there. I also want to say that he was part of the team of team of the specialists with the epilepsy study. So, yeah, he's doing great work. If you want to check out what he's doing in Vancouver in Canada, you can always check out the HaleyRoseFoundation.org. There's this this young lady named Haley Rose who has a severe case of epilepsy called LGS. And Dr. Paul Hornby has been working with her for almost 8 years now. When Dr. Hornby first met up with Haley, she was having around 40 to 60 seizures a day. After seven, 8 years of research, we have now have Haley, what was it? A few months ago, we had her at 160 days seizure-free. Right now, amazing. She's a couple months seizure-free again, and that's because of the work that Dr. Paul Hornby has been doing, the work that the Haley Rose Foundation has been doing behind the scenes. Dr. Paul Hornby is working with all these wonderful, wonderful, compassionate people down in Slovakia. We want to again thank you so much for everything that you guys are doing down there. It has been, stories and studies like what you guys are doing over there that keeps us going over here in Canada and Vancouver. And, you know, as far as we think that we are in Vancouver with cannabis, especially medical cannabis, you know, I don't really like to talk about the recreational side. I'm all about the medical and the medicinal effects of cannabis. It's people like you guys down there in Europe and all over the world that are doing these case studies, and you're helping us, and you're giving us the studies that we need to continue doing what we're doing here. Thank you so
giving
much.
Giving us the example also, so what to do and, you know, fight mm-hmm. for the right and, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So, John's got a few shows he'd just like to talk about, a few people that are going to be playing in Vancouver. And, we got some Leah Barley in the background.
Yeah, that's Leah Barley and the Converse Cowboys. That's her band playing Daddy Hideaway in the background. And Leah has this Kickstarter campaign for her next album. So go to Facebook and check it out. It's only until January 24th, a couple of days from now. But she's playing at the Seven Dining Lounge, 53 West Broadway, on January the 21st. It's Thursday, with the Converse Cowboys, Red Haven. That's another local band from Vancouver.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
And the Suits. I met someone the other day who knew the Suits, and they're a pretty new band in Vancouver. So they're check them out. It's 8 p.m. doors, $10 at the door. So that's a great show to go support Leah Barley.
Mm-hmm,
and then tonight at the Roxy, Nimbus Nights at the Roxy presents The Mouths, Opposite Shore, and Cozy. Local singer-songwriter Josie Aileen Patterson. And she'll be on the show next week to promote some of her upcoming shows on January 31st and also on February 20th at the Railway. I've organized a show for her. So definitely tune in next week.
And tomorrow is going to be playing at the Charkey, Celine Shetlow. It's going to be
Charkey
playing
Grill.
Charkey Grill. This is Kitsilano. Remember that place?
Charkey, Sanjay, and...
I think Oswaldo and myself with Fan Music, we did well over 100 shows at that.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time in that place.
A lot of money, too.
A lot of money.
Then on Friday, a local rock metal band from Surrey, BC, Trench Knife, with This Gun for Hire and Sundren. So if you like harder rock music tending to metal, go check them out. That Funky Winker Beans down on East Hastings there. Friday, January 22nd, $10 cover. Doors 8 p.m. Show starts at 10.
Also, I want to mention another of the places we spend a lot of time
with Band Music. That was the BX service.
BX.
And yeah, now it's good doing, old BX. Yeah.
Now they are doing great. Every Friday is a karaoke night, so it's packed and it's like a lot of fun. Or friends were there last week. And
yeah, one of our mutual friends had a birthday.
Yeah, Corina, happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday. What do you turn 18 again?
I was 19, but she looks great.
And then, keep going, Johnny.
Well, that's it for my entertainment file for this week. Maybe we could listen to Cozy to give you a taste of her music, because she's our music guest next week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The song we're playing is Will You.
Will You. All right. And so that's going to almost pretty much close up the rest of our show. We got a couple minutes here. We do have Shay coming in really quick. What's the name of her show, Johnny?
Shine On.
Shine On. So, yeah, we see her. She's prepping, getting ready as well. The fun things about radio is I do know someone's listening right now, Mr. Rod. Well, I hope you're listening to 101.9 FM. I'll be out there in about 15 minutes or so.
Hello, Rob.
So we can go do some fun. So
hello to Max, who is listening.
And yes.
Javier Badillo, Kyle, everybody. Josh. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wood, that's correct. And, so have a great week, everyone. We'll see you back next week. And you know what? Do us all a favor and listen to your old classics. You know, 2016 seems to be a horrible year for our musicians right now. So if there's someone that you really love and you really appreciate and they're still with us, blast their music today. Piss off your neighbors. Let's have a lot of fun with it, because
don't be afraid.
Yeah, last night someone passed away. This morning someone passed away. I don't even want to get into it. There's just so much going on. So
don't be afraid to keep making music, please.
That's right. So, we'll see you guys all next week. And, this is Cozy.
Last night, so it's very fresh off the presses, and it's Will You, I guess, is what it's called. Might have a different name in the future, who knows? All right. Thank you.
Johnny's chest to make his body taste as sweet as his mind.